I took a course in risotto a long time ago, and I remember the chef was adamant that risotto was only of that moment. He said, if you have leftovers the next day, it's not risotto. You're supposed to fry those up and make separate cakes out of it. And he called it something
He
else.
is right, because those starches in that kernel that is so perfect when the risotto, there's that perfect moment. Okay, it could last 5 minutes, you can carry it on for 10 minutes, but after that it continues to open up and disintegrate, and that's when the rice really kind of gives up all of its kind of texture, and the starch comes out and becomes really papa, or really kind of children's food, baby food. So yes, rice risotto is something that you eat. I remember grandma when she would make the risotto, and we would kids would play or something, and she said, "You better come and eat, otherwise the rice will wait for you at the door." So you see, it grows.
So it's really a dish meant to be served immediately and in that moment for that meal.
It is, but it's great in that fact as well, because it is a great dish to make in front of your guests. So you have the appetizer, you have served the appetizer, and let's say that you have your kitchen facing your table or whatever, and you can start. You could have toasted the rice before, but then you start making the risotto and mixing, and getting everybody, all of your guests involved. And then when it's just about finished, it takes, as I said, 14, 15 minutes. In the meantime, you pour some more of the good wine, and
Of
they'll be
course, yeah.
happy. And then you tell them, okay, it's time to sit down. And then you bring the whole pot and you kind of portion it out at the table. And it could be really fun. And that's when it's perfect.